With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Federal Reserve cut its key interest rate by a quarter point Wednesday and projected it would do so twice more this year as concern grows at the central bank about the health of the nation's labor market. The move is the Fed's first cut since December and lowered its short-term rate to about 4.1%. Top congressional Democrats on Tuesday rejected a short-term Republican plan to fund the government until November.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, both of New York, call on Republicans to come to the table and negotiate a bipartisan agreement that also extends expanded tax credits for people who get their health insurance through the Affordable Care Act, which are due to expire at the end of this year. Democrats voted more than a dozen times to extend federal funding with short-term clean continuing resolutions when former President Joe Biden was in office and they controlled the Senate. But now they're drawing a hard line on what ordinarily would be a non-controversial funding proposal. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
President Trump was greeted in spectacular fashion at Windsor Castle, kicking off a two-day state visit to Britain.
The President and First Lady were greeted first by Prince William and his wife Catherine at the 1,000-year-old castle estate, and then by King Charles and Queen Camilla. The pageantry included a horse-drawn carriage procession, military honor guards, and mounted troops. Later, the President and First Lady visited St. George's Chapel, where they laid a wreath at the tomb of Queen Elizabeth II.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston says the day will conclude with an elaborate state banquet. Utah Valley University students are returning to classes Wednesday for the first time since an assassin struck down conservative activist Charlie Kirk in an attack that stunned the nation. On Wall Street, the Dow by 260 points. This is SRN News. Opening briefs have been filed in a major Supreme Court case.
The states of Idaho and West Virginia have put in their initial paperwork with the justices on a case that challenges both states' laws barring males from competing against females in sports. They are getting help from Alliance Defending Freedom, and President Kristen Wagner says, quote, "These states' common sense laws restore fairness and safety for female athletes across the nation." A decision from the court is expected next year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A professor of sports management with a law degree says women's sports will be doomed if lawmakers and courts allow men to compete. Amanda Sechrist of Coastal Carolina University says, "I believe the progress in equity, access, and participation made by women in sports since the passage of Title IX is at risk. U.S. institutions and legislators must not depart from the federal law's original intent." This is SRN News. Ukraine expects to have a $3.5 billion fund soon to buy weapons from the U.S.
The fund is known as the Prioritized Ukraine Requirements List. It pools contributions from NATO members, excluding the U.S., to purchase American weapons. President Volodymyr Zelensky mentioned that the first shipments will include missiles for Patriot air defense systems and munitions for rocket launchers. A U.S.-Ukraine fund to boost investments in Ukraine's minerals sector is also set to launch with $150 million. This fund aims to spur reconstruction and military aid. John Scott reporting.
The latest Russian overnight aerial attacks caused disruption to Ukrainian rail and power services. In addition, a Russian glide bomb struck a town in the southern Kherson region. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.